Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, 10th of February, Rabbi Nusson Burstein, Materials for Building the Mishkan.
Materials. I don't know if we'll talk about so many things. That don't think we'll speak about materials so much, more about spiritual. But in a metaphor, it's zugepasst. There's a netziv on the posik. We'll start off with Go'osuli Migdosh v'shochanti b'soichon. To make me a sanctuary, a Migdosh, I will dwell within them. Like everything I show you, is tablis Hamishkan, is tablis called Kalov, right? The form of the Mishkan, the form of Kalov, the Chen Tasu. So Rashi learns that Posik Ches and Posik Tes are directly connected. You should make your Migdosh according to everything as I showed you, according to the instructions I gave you. V'chein ta'asu. What's v'chein ta'asu? He says, v'osu. So he says, you should make a mikdash like I showed you. What's v'chein ta'asu? What's the extra? V'chein ta'asu says Rashi l'doyres. It's for the future, for the future mikdash. Yushin mikdashayni. So the Tziv, wants to present the question, first of all, that v'shachati v'soichon is a bit in the middle here, not in place. It should say Vasuli Migdosh Kechol Hashanimare Oizcho V'chein Tasu and V'shachati B'soichom. V'shachati B'soichom goes now, then, and anyway, anytime in the future when you make the Migdosh, like I told you, V'shachati B'soichom. It's a haftocho according to Rashi V'chol the Pashtus. So why is it right in the middle here? So in Tziv wants to take a different halach and opens up a new interesting perspective. And on Chazal, of course, as we'll see, he says that v'shachanti b'soichom is not a haftorah, not a promise, but v'shachanti b'soichom is a condition. What the Baruch is telling Moshe Rabbeinu is v'osu li migdosh v'shachanti b'soichom, meaning to say it has to be a migdosh which is appropriate, which is capable, that Rashos Hashchina, that the Rebbe should dwell in that Mikdash. And that's not, anyone can build such a thing, it's not so simple. It's not a haftarah, it's not a promise he's going to come. But I want you to build it in a way that will be appropriate, that it should be worthy of a Shachanti B'Soich. Now how will that happen? So in the next post, we're going to see, we pose another question. What does this mean? Kechol Hashanimare Oischo Estavnes Hamishkan Estavnes Kol Kehilah. It would seem that the Ribbono Shel Olam showed Moshe Rabbeinu the blueprint, showed the Mishkan exactly the ones he wants it to look. He showed it, not only explained to him orally, and he heard it with his ears, but he saw. But we know that Chazal tell us that there were two kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu niskasher had difficult. Besides Machzor Shekel, but I'm saying the kelim. The vessels in the Mishkan, there were two that he had a bit difficulty, and the Rebbe had to show him explicitly how to do it. We know the Menorah, and it said also, Kechol Hashatamora Bahor, says by the Mizbeach as well, also he had to be shown. So, but here it seems, Kechol Hashatamores, it says in the Mefurish Posek, it says explicitly in the Posek, everything, the whole Mishkan I'm showing you. So what was the Menorah and the Mizbeach different? That's what the Kash Netziv asks here. So says Netziv Yisoid, very interesting. And the Etzem, this is says in other Mefarshim as well, but this is speaks about very clearly that the Mishkan was so, as he said, for the condition to be fulfilled, that the Mishkan should be a place where there will be Ashuras Hashkina. The condition was that it had to be built in the Tavnis, in the same form as Shemayim Va'oretz. It had to be a small world, an oilum cotton. A fusion of Shemayim Ba'oretz completely. And what the Rebbeinu showed Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Kroshim, the Kalim. Chol Asher Yimar HaYisrael is Tavnis HaMishkan, the form of the Mishkan. He showed him what it has to correspond to. He showed him what does the Mishkan have to correspond to. What does the beams have to correspond to? What does the gold on the beams correspond to? What does the parakas correspond to? What is the oil, the mid-Ezim, or it's Elim? Everything corresponds to something. It's parallel to something which is in the world that the Rebbeinu Shem created, which ultimately should be a mokim for Ashuras Hashchina. We want Zaycha. But the Mishkan was supposed to be a duplicate of Shomayim Oretz, so that the Rebbeinu Shem be Ashuras. And that was the condition. So Rebbeinu Shem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, please pay close attention to what I'm showing you. Because when they're going to build the Mishkan, they have to make sure that it's all parallel, it all corresponds. And he says, for example, you have the lulois and the crossing, you have the loops and the hooks. There's 50 hooks and corresponding with the loops. So imagine you connected 48. You think the thing's going to fall down? No, it'll stay put. But it could be, as Steve is trying to say, it could be ma'akim v'shosh ha'shchidim. The shosh won't be there. Because you need the world to be built for the Ashuras Hashchina. And every single detail in the Mishkan, the 50, every thread corresponded to something which is within the world we live in, Shemayim Ba'aretz, the universe, whatever it encompasses. And that had to be there so that it could be Ashuras Hashchina. That's what it says. And that's how it touches in the Pasuk. V'osu li migdosh, so that v'shochanti v'tzoicha. You have to always remember that. And therefore, kechol asher yimar ha'yischol, remember everything I'm showing you, what the ingredients, the elements that are needed in the Mishkan, so it should correspond to what the chen tasu, the oisa malocha, also have to do that as well. That's what the Nesiv teaches here in the Pasuk. And it's interesting, he writes in the Tzava, the Pasuk there, it says as follows, by the big dikuna as well, it had to be like that. Ve'atav tedaber al kol chach milev, asher mileisiv, Ruach Chochmo. So the grammar of the Pasuk is a bit of a problem here because it says Chachmei Loshen Rabbi Leiv, plural, and Ashimilei Siv is singular. So the Ebenezer teaches, the Ebenezer says the Melei Siv goes on the Leiv. It's Chachmei, it doesn't say Chachmei Levovo, it's Chachmei Levav, or whatever, right? Chachmei Leiv. So Melei Siv the Leiv. That's what it says in the Ebenezer, the Taichin Pasuk. Of the Nitziv. Unbelievable what the Tziv says. He says, we know, just like the Mishkan had to be built specifically to correspond, and if it was lacking something, it could be ma'akev, the Ashuras Hashchina. So the big diktun had to be perfect with the right kavona corresponding and parallel to what it had to correspond against, so that when Aaron would wear this big dikuna, he would be, you know, have the right kedusha that he needed for the service of in the Mishkan. So Rabbi Shem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, they shouldn't take this lightly. It's very serious. It's a very serious thing here. So you think, yeah, big difference. Who's going to know? Who's going to be able to tell? So he's saying, Ashimileisiv to Aaron. Mileisiv is going on Aaron. Ashimileisiv Aaron ruach chokhma. Just like Bezalel, we'll see soon. Bezalel knew exactly. Chokhma b'dasu b'smuna. So Aaron also has that chokhma. And Aaron, who's been lazy, he will be able to tell, to recognize and feel that those big dikun are not done like appropriately with the right kavana. So therefore, you know, encourage and wonder the chachmei leiv that Aaron will know the difference. So you have to be very careful. That's the malach that the Tzim brings. So I'm going to take this a bit further with a different word from someone which also is written. If you saw my sword, brought down in the Sefer Divri Yirmiyahu Chaim Flansburg. It's out of print, but it's a chokhma. I heard someone's quoted. I looked up many beautiful. I don't know if it was the generation before the war, two generations before the war. I'm not exactly sure what exactly, but it was from Gedolei Litta. See, he's aiming on a different akuda. We see in Truma, the Yichilu Truma, Tikhu es Trumasi. Right? The phrase used is tikhu, to take. Giving is not mentioned in Truma. Usually a Truma donation is given. No, take the Truma. Interesting. Baba Nel speaks about this digduk. Mitzad sheni, in kisiso, ze yitnu. Lo seis es Trumas Hashem. Right? It says in the scene four times. Four times it's mentioned in the scene. In the scene. So you give a matzah shekel, but we take the truma. What's the take? What's going on? So he says a moment in that. He says we find that from all the Mishkan, every element of the Mishkan, once say from top to bottom, because on the bottom we see that, but all elements of the Mishkan were created from Nidova. It was a donation. Nidva slave, everything. Besides one thing. What was not done from Nidova? The Adonim were not made from Nidova. As we know, actually in this week's parashat, Shoshet Trumas are mentioned. One was the Trumas Adonim. The Adonim were from the Machzitz HaShekel, which was Ha'oshe Lo Yarbe, Valdal Lo Yamit. No questions. You know, it's not debated. You don't have a choice. Mimaskinim. You can force a machzitz shekel. You have to give machzitz shekel. So why is it? Interesting. Why is it that everything was nedova, but all of a sudden the machzitz shekel said, no. So I can understand if you need for the karbonis. We need karbonis. You know, everyone knows that for buildings, they always say for buildings, there's a lot of people who can give buildings. For the upkeep of a building, that's where the problem is. Okay. So you think, Matzah Shekel for Kabonis, which is the upkeep of the Mishkan Mikdash, of course, has to be forced. But why in the Mishkan itself, which was built, the edifice, the building of the Mishkan, for something that Adonim, Choyva, must. No choice. He says I have a very interesting word. He says, and he has another element, and this will get into what we're saying, that how Bezalel, the Mishkan was a, you know, oilum cotton. So I'll go off this for one second. Let's go with this. The Gemara, Ram Suba says that Om Rav Yigo Merav Gdoilo. What does it say there? Yeah.
Wishdom.
Here we go. No, Dorva Kapor. I'm sorry. Gdoilim Masi Tzadikim Yosim Masi Shumay Boretz. The Maase of Tzadikim is greater than the creation of Shemaya Boretz. And Rashi said, what's Maisa Tzadikim? Rashi says, Maisa Tzadikim, it's referring to the Beis HaMikdosh. Mikdosh Masi Tzadikimu. Tzadikim were ones who built the Beis HaMikdosh. So, Dorsh Ba'Kapora, Gdoim Le Masi Tzadikim, the Masi Tzadikim are greater from the Masi Shemayim, from the creation of Shemaya Boretz. It'll be Maisa Shemaya Boretz, if Af Yodi, which is singular, my hand, one hand, let's see, the left hand yos de'aretz, v'yemini my right hand tofka shemayim. So it seems kaviyochol the Rebbeinu Shem created shemayim v'aretz. It was separate. It was a right hand and a left hand. Did it separately. V'ilu b'maisi yedem shel tzadikim. But when tzadikim used their hands, siv michoil mochel l'shivtcha, which is going around the base of Mikdash. Parat Hashem Mikdash and koinu yodecho, two hands. And it's tzaddikim who built the Beis HaMikdash. And it's Yodecho. They built it with two hands. And one go, not in two separate hands. So that's a mile that tzaddikim have over. What does this mean? What's the significance? So we refer to another, and the Marsha also refers to another Gemara Brochas, Daf Nun Hey, Omer Avido Merav, Yoidea Oye Betzalel, Litzarev Bem Ois Ois, Shinibu Shemayim Boretz. Shinema, Veleisiv, Bedas, Bechochmo, Svuno, that he had Das. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Das is the curve to be Bezalel. Bezalel knew how to create the world. He knew exactly the Tziruf HaShemis to create the world. What was that needed for? Why was that so important? The same with Chaim Volozhin, the story goes, you know, that in the first yeshiva, which was a yeshiva, you know, institution, where Bochum was stayed in and ate in yeshiva. So, needed money, needed funds. So, the Meshulach used to go out and collect money for the yeshiva. And, you know, in the beginning, he used to walk from town to town, used to take him time, knock on doors, and people were very generous. The yeshiva, you know, they gave. After a while, the Meshulach was getting older, was getting tired a bit. And he said, you know, he came to Reb Chaim and says, I can't do it walking around. I'm getting old. It's very, very difficult. We need a horse and buggy, you know, get me around. And also, you know, I come in with my clothes. Need something to look a bit more mechubet. Yeah, absolutely. What about a new frock, a new Hamburg, a nice car. You fit, sure. Chaim Lodz used to look over the records. And yeah, a year or two later, he looks, there's one big gear. He used to give a lot of money to yeshiva, very nicely. Stop giving. So he says, next time, he told me, next time you go, I want to go along with you. So Chaim came along, went into this gear, and he asked him, oh, Chaim, took him in, wow, what's the COVID? So it was interesting, you know, I see for many years we give it to yeshiva, and all of a sudden, I said, well, you're not giving him. He says, I'm sorry to tell you, yeshiva, I'm very upset. Very upset. Yeah, when I gave to the yeshiva, I gave to the yeshiva. I didn't give to some guy to drive around in a Cadillac and to wear beautiful clothes. I'm not giving money for that. No, sorry. Chaim, I'll tell you something. It says that Bezalel, when he built the Mishkan, he had Ruach HaKodesh. What did he need Ruach HaKodesh for? He says, very simple. Because not everyone gave to the Nidus HaMishkan with the same, you know, kavona, with the same intention. man is a man. Some people gave ready to Shem Shumayim, some gave no. Because Yenny gave one, I'm going to give less than he gave a thousand, I'm going to give less than him. He'll beat me in, you know, it can't be. So he gave. But that's not the Shem Shemayim. So it can't go, that money cannot go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, impossible. The Kodesh HaKadoshim had to go to Shem Shemayim. Maybe it went to pay the workers or something. How are we going to know? So Bezalel had Ruach HaKadosh, he knew exactly where to take what gold and where to put it. So therefore you don't have to worry. If you give your donation to Shem Shemayim, don't worry that, of course, every institution has expenses. You know, pay for electricity, pay for the toilet, pay. Yeah. If you give a Shem Shemayim, your money will go to a good cause. That's what I'm saying. I think that's B'derech Chidrush, what he says. He had to know how to build the world. Why was that necessary? So according to the Tziv, that's what it means. Because that's what the Mishkan was. The Mishkan was a Tziruf. Was a creation of a new world. And only if that creation will be perfect, will be able to show us Hashkin. But what's the Tzar of Bem Oysa Shnegu Shemaat, the Tziruf? So here the Mashos has a beautiful Gedank, beautiful thought. He says, that it says here, Smoil was, Af Yodi Eretz, was Eretz, Yumini Yodah Shemaat. So one was done with Smoil and Yamin. We know Smoil and Yamin is Din and Rachmim. Smoil is Dachdin. Yamin is always Rachmim. So he says the Tziruf of in the Migdosh is the Tziruf Hashemes. The Rabbanu Shalom created the world with Tziruf Hashemes. It's all the names of the Rabbanu Shalom. All gracious. We know that this is all Shemes of Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Bezalel, to create a Mishkan, which could be a world for Ashraz Hashkina, he had to know how to make Tzuf HaShemes to be able to mitzaref Din and Rachmim and all the different ways that the name of Hashem is written. That's a tzirufim he had to do. And here he was, says it's even better. That Rabbeinu Shem Kavyochom, it's a bit separate. The Shemayim is already, Din and Rachmim are separate. But in the Mishkan, the Maizit Tzadikim is greater, that Bezalel did such a good job that it was such a fusion in the Mishkan that Din and Rachmim were there. And that is a precondition for Ashrosh Hashkin. Because that's part, so that one of the, according to this Mashal, the ingredients, one of the main ingredients, components of the world, for Ashrosh Hashkin, there must be Din and Rachmim connected together. And in the Mishkan, that's Bezalel, Yudel Tzaref, was the Din and the Rachmim. So that's what we take the Nitziv, and we take what the, so the Divrei Yirmiyahu wants to say as follows. He says, in the Mishkan itself, and this is a lesson for general also, we put a very big stress that it should be with the heart. You have to have a good heart, to serve Hashem with your heart, to love your neighbor with your heart. But the heart is not enough. Rachmim, as you know, can be detrimental. Rachmim without any limitations, sometimes can be a disaster. No, come Rachim al Achzorim. If you're too, you know, passionate and have mercy on people who don't deserve mercy, then you mix up the whole Seyda Abriya. That's not the way. Rachim also has a Seyda, has to go according to certain conditions. Right? So in the Mishkan, we had Rachim and Din. He says, unbelievable. The whole building of the Mishkan was from Nidves Alev. Everything dissolved, the Kesef, the Choshes, the top, the bar, everything. But one thing wasn't. What? The Adonim. The foundation of the Mishkan was Adonim. What do we hear in Adonim? Din. And Adonim symbolizes the Din. Any Rachmin, any mercy, any Lev, compassionate, has to be within the guidelines of the Din, of the Halach. You can't build a Migdash for Ashraz HaShchina without having clear boundaries, clear limitations. That is the Adonim. And there he says beautifully, by Truma, and this says in the Baal Banel Tachka, why did it say V'yikru, Tikru? Because it didn't want to even say V'yitnu, because then it seems there's a commandment to give. You know, there's a bit of a, say, I want you to give. No, giving wasn't mentioned, because the essence of the Mishkan is Taka Lev, is Rachmin, is giving, with a whole heart. So Rabbi Shem didn't even hint that give. No. Take from who? Of course. Whoever wants to give. But I'm not even hint that I want them to give. Take. So Yitzu wasn't mentioned by the Truma, where we're talking about the Iker, mainly. So the Kesef was the Donim. The Iker, which was the Nidvas Alev. That's the Yisoy, but that's not the Yisoy, but that's the main part of the Mishkan. But by Kisiso, the Din? No. You must. It's difficult. That's what you have to do. That's Din. It's not always easy. We do it because that's what we have to do. That's Din. Titnu, you must give. Pass the shekel. And what do we make from that? That's the Adonim. That's the Midas Adin, which puts the border, puts the limitations. Right? The gate that makes it. And on that you build a Mishkan. The whole Mishkan, the whole Nidvas Alev was lying on what? On the Din of the Adon. Beautiful. So, that's what he adds on to that to Pharisees, Gevaldik. It's interesting, Mashal also says, who are the two main builders of the Mishkan? Bezalel, V'itoy, Oliyov, Mimate Don. Interesting. Shevet Yehuda, Ezok Rachmin, Situa, Shevet Yehuda, Malchus, Dovid HaMelech. It's you know of Yud Hashem Avaya, Yud Kevovke, Yud Hashem Shuvah, Hashem Shem Shpoish Hakashbov, Yud Hashem Rachmin. Yud symbolizes Rachmin. No, that's Bezalel, Rachmin. Oh, but it's not enough. You need someone who really understands Din, who Shorish Nishmos is Din. Oliyov Mimate Don, Don Yodinamon. So you had even in the builders, although they all knew the truth for Shemes, but you needed those two builders, one from Rachel, one from Din, to build the Mishkan to properly with Adonim and understand the Mishkan. So that's, although we say Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, we pass Kim with Mitzvah Kavona, but for the Mishkan, no playing around. You needed the Kavona. So it wasn't enough the Zohar and the Ches and the Choshes, we're saying the materials. It was a major factor needed in the Mishkan was that Chochmo, Bino, and Das know how to connect the world and to build the world that should be Roy, like the Mitziv says, a condition, precondition, should be Roy for Ashur Sashkin. But that's the builders. Now I want to add something which is a bit of a Chiddush, which maybe we're going to get to each and one of us, in the ones who gave the Nidvas Alev. There's a fascinating story. The story writes, he's Madam in Dagdik in the Posuk, the equally Truma, says Truma Stam. My Truma. So is it the Truma general, or is it the Truma of Hashem's Truma? What's the two Lashonis in the Posuk? So, Roisi, says the Shlo, I don't know his Lashon Roisi, safe and honor, safe Roisi, someone who, he says it over from where someone, he saw it by someone. Interesting, he says that the Zov, and the amounts of Zov, the quality of the Zov, and the amounts of Zov which were used for the construction of the Mishkan, ain't been into. Even with all the gold and silver they had, there wasn't enough Be'etzim to build the Mishkan. That's what Shlomo brings, and they've changed their Sefer. Love us. There's Fabus. Someone came to the Gizbah, to the treasurer, and he bought had a sack of gold, and he puts it down, this is for the Mishkan. Oi! No, thank you. We're not taking with eyes. No eyes. No, Chas v'Shalom. Didn't mean oi. On the contrary, oi! I don't have another bag to give. Oh, I wish I had another bag to give for the Mishkan. That's what the oi was. So what happened? Okay. Wow, it's very nice of you. I appreciate it. He took it, put it into the vault, to the safe. The next day, the treasure comes back, and he opens up. Two bags! It doubled. These cracks made another bag. And then another guy came. Says, Alavai, Alavai, I had 10 times as much. Alavai, I wish I had 10 times as much. Put it in the vault, next day became 10 times as much. That's what the slow brings. Titus in the posik. The equally true. Everyone gave his donation. Of every individual, I'm going to match. It's a big thing in Tzedakah, you know. Charity, this. Matching. He says, I'll match. I'm not going to match this double, triple. I will match it. But that's the word you know. If someone just can't talk it by myself on the chutz. But really, if he felt inside, I wish I had some more, Tikkus Trumosi. That's what Bereshim says. I once saw someone used to go around with a pushka, a mincha, a meshachas, and one hand was closed like this, and they don't even what he was holding, Used to go like this. So, everyone put it in the pushka. When he came to someone, the regular, I do it regularly. Sorry, no, can't. Then he would open up his hand. He had like a few coins of shkolim in his hand. He says, yeah, take. And the guy, nah. I used to take, and put it in his locker. So I was thinking to myself, nice kunt, cute, it's interesting. What's the point? I mean, he doesn't have, and also the guy goes like this, he doesn't want to give, but what's the point? You mazake, just so, why do you have to wait till he goes like this? So you put it right next to the thing and let everyone. What's it? I was thinking, according to the Shlokas Givaldik, it's unbelievable. Because what happens here? It was saying here that if a person wants to, the Moshe will match. But it's only matching. You have to give something. You can't just, I wish I could give. Wishful take the mark, doesn't work. The world is made. You have to give something. You have to sacrifice something. You give what you have. And then, wish I could give more, then the Moshe will match. But if you don't give, it's not going to work. So this guy is saying as follows. I don't know if that's what he meant, but I think it's a good word. He's saying.
Who says these words?
What?
Who says it increased like that?
Shlok.
Yeah, this is about the Shlok. Vehicle two more. See, that's a Shlok brings. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. So what happened was as follows. When I go like this, but let's say someone really, really wants to give. It's not going to help us. Yeah? We need you to give. So he says, hey, give. So when he gives and he goes, that will multiply. Going to what the Shlok is saying, that'll be Trumosi, the Moshe will match it. So Kubi, that's a good shot of what he was doing. So the Gemara says, Psochim, Kufi Beis, Kol Anoitel Pruto Mi'ioiv Mizborech. So Pasha, the pshat is, when his mazel is good, hanging out with someone whose mazel is good, it rubs off, you also benefit. I was thinking this morning, it hit me this thing. Could be the pshat is, Iyoiv, why do you take a pruta from Iyoiv? Why do you take a pruta? Doesn't mean you did business with Iyoiv Mizborach. You know you call pruta. Could be he was giving tzedakah. But the pruta of Iyoiv Mizborach was Iyoiv, guess was, a toivayim. When he gave that pruta, he says, I wish I could give you more, probably. So could be, call a noikal pruta from Iyoiv Mizborach because he gave that pruta. And he wished you, then he gave you a brocha, and I wish you atzlocha, and you should have a good day, and you should, all doors should open to you, and everyone should give you double and triple. And with that pruta was, but he gave that pruta. So I'll make that pruta to you, Miss Barak. No? Maybe that was the Lubavitch's, he came on also with the dollar, I don't know. The pshat is, couldn't give all Klal Yisrael so much money. He gave each one a dollar, and maybe, but he had a kavana, I wish you millions. And with the shlaw, that was true. With Tumosin, and then buying bingo. This one made this business deal in Australia. This one over there from the dollar because it's true. And Tumosin, nevis. I don't know. Could be pshat. Hoponim, we learn from this is that the fusion in the Mishkan of Din and Rachmim, and the fusion also of Masim and Lev. It's we see Kiseida that the backbone of the Mishkan. The thing that the Mishkan what stood was called Ashi Yidvenu Libi was the lave. But you don't forget to have passion on someone. People come to you when you have passion and passion. You have to do something. You do if you could. You do what you could. But if you do what you could, then Rabban Shem and you have the divas lave, the Rabban Shem will add on, and you can give to a Moise, a Tzedakah. You really want to give, but you don't have. You give, you will never know. Could be that all the million they made. is because you had a divas alev. You really wished them they should get it. And you did it mimi kol lev alev. And you gave something, there was zeicha. There's an offering, you should be zeicha. The, you know, zdokim hu genes, and do the right thing, and mesachim the lev, do it the right thing.
Thank you.